Hey, it's B-Rad Celebrity Hairstylist here, your host of the Hairstylist Empowerment Podcast, a platform that allows the voices of the beauty industry to empower with the spoken word. Thank you for joining us on today's show. We're currently at 58,900 downloads, thanks to you, and over 40 podcast platforms, including Amazon Music, Audible, and Spotify. Jackie Capitola has been in the beauty and fashion industry for over three decades with a true passion for all things beauty. A salon owner for 27 years, recently closing her brick and mortar, she has now have taken on her salon online and in-person education. Certificate motivational speaker and business coach, specializing in confidence building, a business branding aligning physical appearance and inner strength. Award-winning entrepreneur who loves to help others look and feel beautiful inside and out. Jackie helps primarily purpose-driven women entrepreneurs show up with more confidence by aligning physical appearances and inner strength. She has styled countless editorial shoots, photo shoots, runway, platform artistry, bridal hair, and makeup, continuing education productions. Being an educator in the industry, enjoys teaching and sharing her experiences and knowledge of this industry. With her Jacqueline's Inside Out program, focusing on self-love and self-confidence, founder of the 360 Confidence Total Makeover and a Wheel of Confidence method, this unique program was developed in her salon as a way to teach the importance of inner beauty first, with five element identify, mindset, physical appearance, wellness, inspiration within the four pillars, beauty, fashion, wellness, and inspiration. Working together and building relationship with goal setting and development, mentoring with a twist, as her salon helped beauty school students and stylists develop and grow in the industry. Jacqueline's Inside Out is now a TV show that hosts featured on Bethel Park TV and YouTube, which focuses on beauty, fashion, wellness, and inspiration. From the moment Jacqueline began playing with baby dolls at a young age, she knew she wanted to make a difference in the beauty and fashion world. Following her dreams, she entered the beauty industry at the age of 16 as a shampoo girl working in a salon in downtown Pittsburgh. Jacqueline's inspiration comes from all the beauty world from the past, present, and future, and has a strong belief beauty comes from within. So let's give a warm, wonderful welcome to today's guest. And if we can call you Jackie or Jacqueline. So Jackie Capitola. So I'm so excited you're here on the Hairstylist Empowerment Podcast. We've been kind of chatting a bit, and I love your, you just actually finished a program. I'm jumping a little bit ahead, but you just finished a program, which we'll talk a little bit later. So if you can kind of jump in, and if you can tell us a little bit about your journey and how you became passionate about helping people build their confidence on camera.
Yes, thank you so much for having me here, Brad. I'm so honored to be part of your podcast, your group, and everything that you're doing. You're amazing for our industry. So thank you. I loved what you were reading and the bio and the intro that you did for me. It really takes you back when you like sit and really listen to what you've done, where you've been, and how far you've come. So that is just, you know, something that really lights me up, just to be able to sit in that space and see just the journey of the, you know, the way that you move forward, especially in this industry. So yeah, I'm so excited. I have been in the beauty industry, like you said, for all these years, over three decades. And now I'm just, you know, trying to get out there to show the importance of what our industry is about and how important we really are and where we're going and leading this new era that I believe is on the horizon.
Exactly. Exactly. And this must be a change for you coming from a brick and mortar salon owner, you know, and then creating and like that sort of thing. because this podcast now, and especially our mission, our vision is about paying it forward, helping people. We love guests that kind of have a unique consciousness to make change in the industry. And I find with having confidence on camera, like I know when I first started on camera, I don't like seeing myself on camera. I don't like talking on camera. I don't, you know what I mean? And somebody now that kind of has some training that shows you that, you know, all these fears and all these things that you think of might not necessarily, they could be all in your head. They could be, you know what I mean? Or a lot of people, I think, have imposter syndrome where they think, I'm not good enough. I don't have anything to say that people want to hear. So many people struggle with camera shyness. What are the common reasons behind this fear, and how can individuals begin to overcome it?
Yes. So the common reasons that people are having fear behind, you know, to put themselves out there like this, is number one is they get like stage fright. They worry about the way they look. They worry about the way they sound. They worry about, you know, the way that they're presenting themselves. Do they sound professional enough? Who's going to listen to me anyway? What do I have to share? And why would anybody want to see me and listen to me and get to know me when, you know, they're just doubting themselves, right? They're doubting themselves, especially like, I believe it has to do a lot with, you know, where our industry is moving, and it is moving a lot like this. And we never had to do this before, right? We showed up inside of a salon, we worked on our clients, and, you know, we were face to face with them right there. And, you know, just being like in that moment of having to transition to something like this to really have people get to know you and trust you and want to work with you and want to come in your salon is a big change. So that would be some of the main things that people are struggling with is how do they look? How do they present themselves? Are they knowledgeable enough with what they're sharing, and who would really want to listen to me anyway? And then they shy away because they don't feel confident.
Exactly. And I think it has to kind of do with mindset as well. So what role does mindset play in developing confidence on camera? How can someone shift their mindset to embrace the camera more positively?
Yeah, mindset is the number one thing in this game, right? Because we have to be strong in our mind. We have to be secure in our beliefs, what we do, our values, and our mission of who we are and what we stand for. And when we get that and we have the energetics of like how it all works together, how we feel about ourselves and how that aligns with how we're showing up, to show people what we're really about and how we make that connection is so important. So it really begins with the mind, and it really does begin with the mindset of believing in yourself, understanding yourself, right? It really comes down to understanding yourself and how you really play a role in this industry and what your role is and what it is that you want to step into. But the main thing I think that it has to do with is respect and having respect enough for yourself to really know that you are worth it, you have something to give, and you have something to share that's valuable with the world.
Exactly. And a lot of people, like you said, this is a trend, and more new people, you know, are kind of getting on camera. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to, you know, kind of like where to start. So for someone just starting, what are some practical tips you would recommend to boost their confidence before stepping in front of the camera?
Yeah, so you can practice a lot, right? But I suggest that you just do it, that you just do it. Put your foot, one foot in front of the other, get on there and just do, like I just did a challenge inside of my group, and it was called Confidence on Camera, right? So the first thing that I challenged the participants that were inside of this to do was to do a selfie. I think if you just take the selfie, you know, you take the picture of yourself, get familiar with that, get comfortable with that, and post that with something about yourself, what you do, what you offer is a great way to start. So I would say start with a selfie and post that, and write in there, you know, in the comment, in the heading of it, something about yourself, what you do, what you offer, and how you can help others. And then I would suggest the second thing would be to do a video. So you can do like a 20-second video. Right? Yeah. A 20-second video just to kind of put yourself out there, hit record, and don't worry about the way you look, the way you sound, the way you present yourself, what you're talking about. Just do it and put it out there, and then go back and do it again and again and again. And then you'll see a big change from day one, that selfie that you took that you weren't real sure of. Then you led into the 20-second little commercial about yourself. And then you did it again and again and again. And you were going to see tremendous, in, you know, confidence in yourself, because confidence comes from consistency. So I would suggest those three things first.
Exactly.
Take the selfie, and the more, do the video, and then do it again, again, and again.
Exactly. And the more you do it, I'm sure like some people are absolutely terrified. They hear the word selfie. They hear the word, you know, 30-second video. They're like, what am I going to do? But as you do it over and over and over, you do get more relaxed. I think too, like as a podcast host, because I do video and audio, but you kind of then, you're not just really talking to the camera. You're talking to the other, you're talking to your audience. You're talking to someone. I mean, I've heard like some people say, put a picture of your family there, or put somebody that you like, or that's a technique I've heard of where you can kind of imagine that you're talking to them. And not just, here I am, I'm scared, I tighten up. And that lends into a lot about body language. So body language and nonverbal cues are essential on camera. Could you provide some guidance on how to use these effectively to appear more confident and engaging?
Yes, I love that. I love the idea of putting a family member. I think that would help calm you. I want to take it one step further. And I believe that you should have an image of your ideal dream client in your mind. And in your mind is your ideal dream client, who you really want to serve, who you really want to work with. And picture that person, and you know that person, and you know who they are. You know how you can help them. You know what you can do for them. And I want you to speak to them. I want you to speak to one. And that would be the one person that you're speaking to. As I'm looking into the camera right now, I know I can help, you know, the salon industry leaders that want to show up on camera, that want to feel more comfortable, that want to put themselves out there because they have a lot to share. So I'm speaking to that person. I'm speaking to you right now. Like, you are my client. You are my dream client. I'm here to help you. I'm here to give you the confidence, the belief in yourself, so that you can light the world up with what it is that you share. So you see how I'm speaking to that person, right? And that's what I think, you know, I know that you need to do, is not think about the 5,000 views or the 500 views or the 10,000 views, whatever it is. Think about that one person that you can help. And then your body language, as far as like your expressions, I talk a lot with my hands because that's just who I am. I do that. And I talk about, like, if I sat on my hands and I tried to like not do that occasionally, like, you know, put my all into it, I would not be me. I would not be who I am. And I would probably be like struggling and look funny because I'm sitting on my hands, right? And I'm really not meant to do that. So you can do things like that, and it makes you more authentic. And then your voice can travel up and down and up and down. Like, if you want to really come in and say, you know, I believe in you. I understand you. I'm here for you. I can help you to really elevate. So, see how I calmed it down? And then if you're like excited about something, you can do this. I know you got this. I know you are meant for this. Let's do this. See how it kind of like brought it into play. So those are some things that you can do as far as your body language and your pitch of your voice.
Exactly. And I think your listening audience too will kind of match your level. So if your level is calm and relaxed, they're going to be okay. I'll decompress. But if we're talking about something, because I know when I'm excited, of course, the energy goes up, the voice quickens, the, you know, that sort of thing. And that's a great way to be engaging, when you can kind of lean into the camera. And yes, I'm talking directly to you. And as far as feeling confident, how people dress. So dressing appropriately can impact, you know, how someone feels on camera. What advice would you give on choosing the right attire to enhance the camera confidence? So does it make a difference if I'm in a t-shirt or I'm in a whatever, Like, does that really affect how I present when I'm on camera?
It does. It does, because you want to align. You want to align with who you are, right? So what I teach and what I share and show is alignment is everything. It has to be aligned with your true being of who you are. If I came on here and I was wearing, like, I love to wear hats, and I do wear hats a lot of times mm-hmm. in my presentations and things like that. And I love to do that. It's something fun. Mm-hmm. It's something different. And, you know, it makes me stand out a little bit. So if you're somebody that, you know, really likes to dress as, let's say, you're very conservative or you're very classic, and you come on here one day and you are just all like leathered up, and you know, you have all these different things going on, or you have big chains on, and you just, you know, it's not really you, although you can try those different things to look and different ways mm-hmm. to present yourself. But if it doesn't match your audience, your who you're serving, what do you want to show, but mainly what your brand is, right? So mm-hmm. that's exactly what I teach, is for you to recognize what your brand is and how you want to share that to the world. And having a culture of that within your within the way that you look and the way you share that and express that is so important. So it does make a big difference, because you can't be someone you're not.
Exactly. And that's what I find. So if people, obviously, if you're listening, you can't see us. But if you're watching on video on YouTube, on the Hairstylist Empowerment podcast page on Facebook, myself, if you ever see me in video, you always see me in black. So it's always my standards, like my Steve Jobs thing. You know, you wear the same shirt, the same, not that I have only one shirt, but but yeah. That's the same. So when people see me, because I wear black, obviously I'm in the hair industry, I was in theater industry, so they all always wear black, and I find black matches everything. And also, black is not distracting. If I'm wearing a wild, loud print, you're going to be looking at my shirt and not necessarily listening to the guest. Yes. And the incredible, and same, Jackie's in black as well. You know, I know you wear other colors and power colors like red and things like that, which is amazing sort of thing. I know when I was in school, one thing I absolutely hated was public speaking. I couldn't, I was so nervous. I probably got the worst mark in the class for public speaking. And then what do? I ended up being now on stage in front of thousands of people. Yeah. So there's a kind of journey that you take. But for public speaking skills, do they often come into play for camera presentation? How can individuals improve their speaking abilities to feel more confident talking on camera? So does it help or hinder?
It helps. It helps a lot. Yeah, to have more of that public speaking kind of like confidence. But what really helps is your knowledge and your skills. So I would say educate yourself as much as you possibly can. What is one of the number one fears that people have? It is public speaking, right? It is putting themselves out there like this. So why would that make them nervous? The only thing that could make them nervous is if they weren't prepared, or they were not educated enough that they knew and believed in what they were speaking about. So if you are so committed and you are so knowledgeable and educated on what you're speaking about, you are going to just show up, and that's going to come forward. And then if you start to feel that, you know, you're gaining the confidence as you're talking and speaking, that nervousness will, that fear will kind of go away. But first you have to know what it is, understand what it is, and get to know your audience, who you're speaking to, because you want to make sure that it's aligned, that you're speaking to the right people that really understand and get you and want to know what you're talking about. So having a little bit of that background in public speaking, and I did take a course on that myself. I've educated and invested in myself on that to really understand it. It starts with, you know, there's stories that you can tell about yourself and things like that, that will bring it forward. And, you know, getting familiar with the camera, speaking to the camera, your voice, your emotions, all of that plays a role. And it all comes together in this big wheel of confidence that you need to be able to do this.
Exactly. And talking about confidence, you just had a challenge. Confidence on camera challenge. And I know that your course is extremely successful. Could you share a personal or client success story where someone transformed from being camera shy to being a confident, engaging presenter?
Yes, exactly. So I love this because we are our brand, right? We are our brand. We need to be the face of our brand. It's no longer that you can hide behind the lens or hide behind the camera. So the clients that I'm working with, and I work with a lot of salon owners, and I'm helping them to really step into this, to step into this power of like, yes, it is my brand, and being excited about it, being happy about it, and wanting to put that forward. So they are having so much, you know, wonderful results. They're getting more clients because they're feeling more aligned and they're feeling more confident to put themselves out there to go and reach their clients. So more people are seeing them and coming into their space, coming into their salon. My clients are just having tremendous results on awareness, just awareness of what it is that they're doing, who they are, what they represent, and understanding that they give value and that they know that they really can share a lot in this industry and that they really can put themselves out there. So I definitely, salon owners and stylists that I've helped are really stepping into this, owning it and claiming it, because that's what it is. It's about owning it and claiming it, who we are, what we do, and how we represent ourselves and putting ourselves out there. So in order to stand out and be that face of your company, because it is your company, even if you're a stylist inside of a company, you know, the salon owners need to be that full face, but the company itself and the team needs to align with the culture of the business, right? Because when you align the culture of the business with your team, everyone elevates and everyone grows together. And that's what exactly what I do to help. And my clients are having amazing results with that, especially within their teams.
Yeah. And that's nice too, because I guess like, I guess a lot of people too, they don't realize they're the face of their brand. And that's who people want to see. Like, I think now, because there's so much stuff out there, so much marketing out there, so much people want connection. Yes. They want to connect with, who is this person doing the event? Who is this person I'm going to maybe purchase a book from? Who is this person? And you know, even with the podcast too, I like to talk to everybody so I can get to know you before I even have you on camera. So then that way, I really, not about who's selling what or who's doing this. I really want to know you, the person, so we can be engaged. We can have a conversation, not an interview, a conversation. And that's kind of what we're doing. And I think one of the things too, people are afraid what's going to go wrong. You know what I mean? Or, so, you know, handling unexpected, you know, situations on camera can be challenging. What strategies can individuals use to stay composed and confident when things don't go as planned?
Like, exactly. Like right now, I'm waiting for my dog to start barking, right? Oh. Like, I'm waiting for him to start barking.
And but I'm can't tell.
He's laying right beside me here. And I'm thinking, okay, I fed him before I got on here. And I let him out. And I did all the things. But you know what? If he started to bark, then what you do is you just stay calm. Or if your kids walk in the room or something, you know, you stay calm and you just say, you know what? Life happens. This is real. You know, my dog's barking. My child just walked in. I'm getting distracted. You know, it's okay. Just take a pause and say, you know, excuse me for 1 second, maybe turn your camera off if you have to go do something real quick for just a second and apologize, but, or just let it happen and try to get the dog just to calm down, or say to your child, you know what, I'm just in the middle of a live, honey, I'll be right back with you. Give me just a couple more minutes, you know, just deal with it in the moment or just deal with it as it comes. Sometimes the weather's bad and we may have a really bad connection. And, you know, things might happen, like we might start losing, some of our connection and things like that can happen, right? I know during my challenge, I was having some audio issues. So I pushed through it. I explained what was happening and the audio was coming in and out. We were having storms that week when I did the challenge. But you know what? I needed to show up for people. I needed to show up. So if I hold back and I stop and I say, oh my gosh, this is happening. I got to shut this down. What am I going to do? No, you just stay calm and you say, I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to keep going. I hope the audio is okay. I'm going to push through this. And then the audio came back, you know, so push through it. And don't let it stop you. Don't let it stop you. You have to keep moving forward. Some of my first videos, believe me, they were not good. They were not good. And I was like, oh my goodness. You know what I mean? But you know what? It's okay. Because that's how we learn and that's how we grow. And we learn from our failures and we learn from setbacks and we learn from mistakes. I mean, geez, I've done that, you know, my whole career. So that's not only just for this, that's like a life lesson. Like we learn from, you know, our mistakes and our mistakes and our failures don't need to be like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. You push through it and you grow and you grow. Those are wins, not losses.
Exactly. And you said something, so this is kind of a play on words. So you said about the barking dog and then you said, take a pause. So what I saw, some people actually take their dog, bring them on camera and show a little bit into their life, being authentic. Here's my dog, you know, whoever it is, you know, and get them involved and say, oh, Jackie's dog is so cute. You know what I mean? But then it makes you more relatable as well, rather than blah, 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 shut up. You know, you hear off on the side when you're trying to block and stuff like that. But I guess preparation is key. So what are some steps that people can take before a camera presentation to feel well-prepared and self-assured?
Yeah, so I've always had, I usually do, I mean, I don't do it as much anymore, but when you're first starting out, I would suggest three bullet points that you have behind you. Like behind my camera, I used to always do this, but I don't need to anymore because I'm so used to it now. Or if I'm doing a training and I really want to be specific and I don't want to forget something, yes, I will. I would have a board behind me. So right behind my camera, like right, you know, right there behind my camera, I would have a board, like a whiteboard, and I would put my bullet points on it. And it doesn't make me turn my head to look at something to know what I'm doing or turn this way to get... I have
are always
right
looking
here.
Down. Yep.
And I'm not looking down. I mean, there are times maybe I have a note page. If I'm sharing my workbook that I have printed out, people can, you know, my clients can print out a workbook and we work through it. There are times that I'll share my workbook and I'll look down and show that. But most of the time I have it right behind me. You can't even tell that I'm looking at it. You can't even tell that I'm looking at bullet points as we're chatting because it's right here at this eye level. And your lens, you know, if you're looking into your lens, that is where people see you. So if you put that whiteboard right around there, I have like a stand for it. I put the whiteboard on it, a big board, and I just write it real big, you know, so I can see it and it's there. It's like behind me, but I don't even have it today. I mean, there are times when I still use it, of course, in my trainings and things like that, so I don't forget stuff. But what happens, the magic is when you get so familiar with what you're talking about and you're knowledgeable what you're talking about and you understand, like I said before, you're educated, you know your skill, you know what you do, you're confident in it. You don't even need that anymore. You won't even need that anymore. But I do recommend that you start with that.
Exactly, because all that knowledge gets integrated, you know, into you, and then it becomes part of you. The same with using the board as well. You could also use that for like maybe notes to yourself. One, it keeps you focused because you know the points you're going to talk on, but maybe you need one that says smile more, or maybe it says like this, or watch your timing, or things that, you know, remember this, engage with your audience. So you can make little sub notes on the side as well for yourself, because some things you forget. It could be a simple word like breathe, you know, if you're going to hyperventilate or things like that. But the main kind of thing, and you've already mentioned this before, is authenticity, because authenticity is crucial for connecting with audiences. Because if people don't believe you and you don't have an authentic character, you know, that's most important. But how can individuals balance authenticity with the need to project confidence on camera?
Yeah, it all comes with alignment. It is, that's where it starts. The alignment of who you are, what you believe, what you represent, where you're going, your vision. You're a visionary. We're creative people in this industry, right? We're creatives. We're creatives. We're visionaries. We're innovative. We're inspiring. So we're all of that combined. Mm-hmm. And in order to really step into who you are and believe that, the inner and outer needs to align. That's where I've disrupted our industry. That's what I'm speaking about. And that's where I'm the first to come out for this and say, it's not just about the outer appearance. We mm-hmm. can do all the work. We can have our clients look amazing, right? We can teach them that they look beautiful. We can feel beautiful when we're working on our clients, the way that we look, the way that we, you know, we do hair. We know how to fix our hair, mm-hmm. fix our makeup, right? We can do that. But when we step on that salon floor and we step behind that chair and we are working on that client, we have to feel that confidence from within. And I've seen it so many times with, you know, beauty school students that I've trained, mm-hmm. stylists that I've trained, my own stylists within my own salon. I have seen it over and over and over again that their confidence level is not there. It's not matching who they mm-hmm. are trying to represent themselves to be. They can come in looking like a rock star, right? They can come yeah. in looking like all put together, but they're not there in their mind, right? Mm-hmm. They're not there in their soul. They're not there believing in themselves and feeling that they are this person that has learned, got educated, got the skill. Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing. They're great at like extensions, or they're great at color, vivid colors. They're great at men's hair cutting, you know, they're mm-hmm. great at it, yeah. but something's missing. So mm-hmm. it all starts with the alignment and the alignment of connecting the two. And I teach you exactly how to do that and how to get to that place of like, yes, it's energetic energy flowing through you, for you, and by you.
Exactly. And you also have to be willing to take feedback, not self-criticism, but you know what I mean? Like constructive criticism. So, I mean, yes. And I believe that feedback can be valuable for growth. Yes. How can someone seek constructive feedback about their on-camera performance, and how should they use it to improve?
Yes. And we all, you know, there's times in our lives where we get criticism and sometimes we feel like, oh my gosh, why am I doing this? Or then you just want to stop because, wow, mm-hmm. look at what they just presented to me. Like, who am I to do this, right? Mm-hmm. But when that happens, take a step back again and pause and say, look, okay, I'm going to take this on and I'm going to learn from this. So they have said, maybe, you know, maybe I'm showing up on camera and I'm a hot mess. Like I come on here and I look like I just rolled out of bed. Mm-hmm. My hair's up in a crazy, messy ponytail, but sometimes messy yep. ponytails are cute, but this exactly. one isn't. This is a rolled out of bed kind of look, and I'm just not prepared. I'm wearing a shirt that's, you know, old and raggedy and has
wrinkly
or yep. dirty looking. And, you know, I'm not respecting myself enough to show up for me so that mm-hmm. I can share what I have to the world. It begins with you. So if you're getting criticism, you're getting, you know, feedback, if someone's telling you, well, look, you want to show up on camera and you want to be professional and you want to mm-hmm. share the work to the world in this beauty industry, then you got to play the part, right? You got to play the part. You have to be representing yourself in a good way. So mm-hmm. that would be like the main thing, is to really understand that, you know, it is the way that you're stepping into it. It is the way that you're showing up. And it is important that it aligns, you know, with who you are and what you're trying to do.
Exactly. Because feedback, and like you said, probably myself too, is the early videos were probably not the same level as what they are at now. And a lot of yes. times, some people will say, I saw your video, it was so great. You know what I mean? And it really wasn't. But then other people say, like, they just tell you the truth. You know, when you're on there, your sound was awful. It looked like you just rolled out of bed and didn't brush your hair. And then you get this attitude. How can they say that to me? I put that 30-second video up. And you know what I mean? And I was perfect. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So you have to kind of be willing, but like the old saying goes, practice makes perfect. So yes. what role yeah. does practice play in building camera confidence? And are there any specific exercises or techniques you recommend for honing those skills?
Yeah. So I believe, you know, the consistency, right? Doing it over and over, learning. I mean, I have done hundreds and hundreds of videos, and sometimes I'll just practice and not even share them. So if you want to practice a little bit, you know, you can do that. Go into your Zoom, go into your Zoom channel, and it's just you on Zoom. You don't have to share it with anybody. Practice on there, get to know the Zoom links, get, or you're on, you know, StreamYard here. So wherever it is that you want to learn, practice it. You don't have to invite anybody in, but maybe you can invite someone in to give you a little feedback, right? And ask them, look, can you take a look at this? Tell me what you think. What is it that I need to change and tweak? And don't let that be as a, you know, a, you put up this wall or this defense, like, oh my gosh, why are you telling me that? You know what I mean? They're telling you that out of love and out of like helping you to move forward. It's not criticism of like a negative way. It's criticism of, yes, you can do this. And I see you have potential. I want you to move forward in this. So I'm just going to share a few things that would help you to maybe move forward in what you're trying to do. And the confidence piece of it comes in, because if you don't have that consistency, what does confidence come from? I'd like to talk a little bit about what I teach my clients is momentum. So momentum, when you got the momentum rolling, right? And you're going with the momentum, you got the momentum, you're going up and you're really skyrocketing, you're moving on momentum, you're, you know, you're going and you're coming back down. And then it flips back around, the momentum might go down, but then it starts to come back up and you're into that motion again. The confidence is turning with that as well. As the momentum's going, so is the confidence gaining. So in order for that to do that, you have to go with the momentum. Like from this, from what we're doing here today, we're hoping that we inspire people. We're hoping that we give them pointers. We want to build their momentum. So take the momentum that you're learning from Brad and I here today and pull that in to full force yourself to go forward and do this. Do the 30-second commercial, do the selfie, do it repetitious, go on Zoom, practice. The momentum from that, from today, from this, what we're doing, is going to bring you back around to confidence. Then go with the momentum again, then bring you back around. And it's like a, you know, it's just a revolving door, and that's going to keep you moving with the confidence and build the confidence. So I like to talk about like, and say, you know, train like an athlete, like, you know, Tom Brady, right? What did he do to get to that point of, you know, being able to do what he has done in the football industry, in the NFL? He practiced over and over and over. Do you think he did it perfect at the very beginning? No. Is he always perfect? I mean, most of the time he is, but there's times that he's not, right?
Exactly. 99.9.
Yeah. He's the goat of this, that industry. But he got there by consistency, practice, doing it over and over, doing the reps. So it is important. It takes time and patience and consistency. And it takes you being willing. It comes back to what you're willing to do. Are you willing to put the time in? Because the 1% of people that are willing to do it are the ones that are going to scale, the ones that are going to elevate. The rest are going to stay down here. They're going to stay stuck. And not everybody's willing to do it. Not everybody's willing to put that time in. Are you willing to? Are you willing to?
Exactly. You want to get up, dress up, and show up. Those are my kind of words, but the same sort of thing. Like, you're right. IG, like a lot of these, StreamYard, Zoom, you can record yourself over and over and over, because you don't want a lot of your stuff to always look like a blooper reel. And you know what I mean? Even though I'm talking, sometimes I stumble, but that's just me. But I'm not going to say, sorry, let's do this again. Move through, because then you're more relatable. If everything is too perfect, people are like, and if you're going to cut and splice and so everything looks amazing, which is great. But the more you do it, the more you're going to build your confidence. So, you know, Jackie, so as someone becomes more confident on camera, how might their overall communication skills and self-assurance like improve in other areas of their life?
Gosh. So many areas of your life will improve. And that is exactly what the Wheel of Confidence methodology is. It's about your relationships. It's about your spiritual end. It's about your faith and belief in yourself. It's about your business and how you can skyrocket that. It helps you in your finances, right? Because we all want to be like a 6- and 7-figure salon, right? We want to be that. So in order to step into that, we have to act like that. We have to be like that. We have to put ourselves out there in that way first. You know, be it, be that now, be that person who you want to be, become that person now. So in order to do that, you have to, you know, you have to have this inner connection with yourself and and energetically aligned with that, the person you are and the well-being that you are, of who you are. And it does skyrocket your relationships with your partners, your husbands, your wives, your family members, your children. It does skyrocket all that. It helps you with your health and wellness because now your mind is getting better and you feel better. You look better. You're worried about, like, you know, maybe, you know, your diet, your nutrition, your health, your wellness, how we stand and protect ourselves in this industry, the way that we're holding our arms up, the on our legs and our feet like that. I mean, we take a hit, right? We take a big hit in this industry. I mean, I've been doing, I'm 56 now. I've been doing this since I was 16. And yes, my body has, you know, my body has changed. It has definitely changed. So it helps you in all areas of your life to have confidence and belief in yourself that you can take care of yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually.
Exactly. And two, it goes back to what you said previously is about authenticity. So it doesn't matter how we grow and change and move, because probably we're different people since our first videos. But as we kind of go through that, but you're still the same authentic self, even though you're shifting, you're moving, you're changing, and your life has changed, or you have kids, you have a spouse, you have a workplace, you have this, you have that. You still have to be authentic in all those places and be the same person right across the board, where a lot of people tend to have this camera face, a social media face, at a home face, a work face, a boss face, like all these kind of hats they're wearing. But you kind of want to, you know, kind of get into that psyche and kind of, you know, make everything you know, authentic for yourself. And that when people see you and they receive you as authentic because it is real. So Jackie, can you provide insights into the psychology behind confidence building on camera? Like, what are some psychological techniques individuals can apply to boost their confidence?
We are all uniquely made. We're all uniquely made here on this earth. We all have a God-given talent and we all have a purpose. And in order to show up and really understand that, you know, you may have failures. You know, you're going to have failures, right? You're going to feel defeated. You're going to feel overwhelmed. You're going to feel like, you know, times are just like, you can't do this. But our new era and our new way of being and where we're headed in this industry and in everything around us, the marketplace will no longer accept that. They will no longer accept that. I have always been a true person. This is who I am. When you see me on here, this is who I am. If I meet you in person, I'm going to be exactly like this. There's no need for us to hide behind the mask. You know, there's no need for us to put a shield up and say, I am this way when I'm in the salon and I'm this and that, and then go out and represent yourself somewhere else differently. Because what happens? People go to social media now to get to see what you're doing, right? They're all over social media. So if they want to work with you, they're going to look you up. They're going to look you up first. And if they see that you're out partying, drinking, and doing all these crazy things, but when you're in the salon, you're like, you know, this professional
prim and proper, and I don't do anything.
They're kind of seeing that disconnect. You know, there's a disconnect somewhere within you, and they're seeing that they're like, you know, starting to feel like, well, that's not the person I know. You know what I mean? You just want to be your true authentic self. And then how that plays with you and how that builds your business is going to be the key, because you're not going to grow your business by being someone else. You're not going to grow your business by, you know, trying to compete with the person down the street. There were salons all around me in my where I was. I stayed in my zone. I stayed true who to where I was. I stayed into my being. And the energetics mm-hmm. and the psychology behind it is to really step into that and own that and be that. And once you do that, you can align yourself so that you can have higher elevation. But it mm-hmm. starts with your mind. It starts with your heart and your soul and who you are and how you want to show up. What you want people to perceive of you, you know, what you're putting out. How are they seeing you? How do they want to work with you? Mm-hmm. And they won't work with you if you don't be yourself and align with that. They're not going to stay with you. They might come check you out, but they're not going to stay with you if you're not being true to who you are.
Exactly. And that's what you want. Mind, body, heart, all connected. Yep. And speaking of that, I want to give you a big shout out, because one thing that you do to extend your authenticity is you like, you comment, you share like on people's posts, and those are real comments. It's not like, hey, it's me, da da da. These are like real comments, real stuff. You're such a great supporter of other people. You know what I mean? And it's not just, hey, take my course. Hey, be on part of the, and I was part of your challenge and I loved your challenge, which brings us kind of what we're going to talk about next, about resources. So what resources, tools, or training would you recommend? And I know what I'd recommend, you're right here, for those looking further to develop their camera confidence skills.
What would I recommend? I would recommend mm-hmm. definitely that you get yourself into a program, whether it's mine or someone else's, but I would recommend that you come in and you help me and you let me help you to show up more confident, to be that go-to expert in your field. Let's face it, you have to stand out. There's a mm-hmm. lot of competition. There's a lot going on around us, but you know what? There's a lot of people too. There's a lot of people that need you. There's a lot to go around. We can all support one another. I love supporting one another and giving each other, you know, compliments and helping them to, you know, spread light in the world. That's what I'm mm-hmm. here to do. I'm here to spread light and to be a bright light for our industry and for other industries that I'm helping with. But yes, I would say that, you know, come into the program, really, really get in there, and it's for you. You know, it's mm-hmm. not about me. It's not about me. I want to see the results, whether I'm giving you a free training or a paid training. It doesn't matter. I want to see you get lit up. I want to see you feel confident. I want to see mm-hmm. you get out there and share your talent, because we all have so much talent and mm-hmm. creativity in this industry. And in order to do that, we have to feel this. We have to own it and claim it. We have to step into it, and we have to be top of mind. I like to talk about the top of mind a lot, because when people, you know, when people hear about confidence on camera, or when they hear about, you know, showing up more powerfully for your mm-hmm. brand and putting yourself out there, I hope that they're thinking about me, that I can help them to do that, right? To show mm-hmm. up for your brand, be powerful, be authentic, share your words, share what you have to do. And if I'm top of mind of that, whether you're working with me or not, if I give you a nugget and it can help you in your life, then great. That's what I'm meant to do, right? So if you want to be top of mind and you want people to know that you're the best at extensions, you're the best at balayage, you're the best at men's cutting, you're the best at any of it, mm-hmm. when they think of it, they want to think of you, and you want them to think of you. So building that confidence, building that trust, coming into the program. But it's about investing in yourself. Whenever I've invested thousands and thousands of dollars mm-hmm. into my career over my 27 years, I've invested hundreds, you know, of thousands mm-hmm. of dollars. Let's just say that, because I've always been yep. educating myself, learning, taking classes, taking courses. And now I've trained myself on what I'm doing here in this coaching and consulting end of it. And had I not done that, I wouldn't be able to expand. I mm-hmm. wouldn't be able to grow. You don't need to look at spending, you know, a couple thousand dollars or even $500 on a course or something that can help you. Don't look at it as that. Look at it as you're spending that money to elevate you to newer heights. It's an investment in you, and there's no other way to invest your money except into you, right? And what you can do and what you can offer. And I would just say that, you know, you're worth it. You're worth mm-hmm. that investment. and you will grow tremendously from it. And then what happens? You get more clients, you get more money, and we all need money, right? I mean, yes, we love what we do, but it's not a hobby, right, either. I mean, sometimes it can be, but you know, we love what we do. We want to help people. We want to grow. We also have to pay our bills and our expenses and everything that we're doing. So we have to be able to do that and put ourselves out there in that way. We want to share and give back too, you know? So in order to grow, to be a six figure and beyond salon or salon, you know, stylist, you have to invest in you and learn all that you can.
Exactly. Because I believe that money comes through service. So if you're serving people, the money will flow. Unfortunately, a lot of people will spend $750 on a pair of boots, but they won't spend $20 on it or, you know, that sort of thing on themselves. So that kind of goes,
right?
How do you feel about yourself and self-improvement or courses that you take? I think are really important because like Jackie, I've spent thousands of dollars, like on everything, not just, you know, like hairstyles techniques, but also on business, on the, like all different things that you need, but you have to make sure that, you know, you believe in yourself, but not in a cocky, stuck up, I'm the best kind of way. You can be a rock star, but you can be a rock star that serves and gives and pays it forward, you know, sort of thing as well. So if they wanted to find you and join your group, can anybody join your group on Facebook?
Yes. So the Facebook group is called Jacqueline's Inside Out. So Inside Out has been part of my salon for my whole, my tagline is Feel Beautiful Inside and Out. Mm-hmm. And Jacqueline's Inside Out is my Facebook group. That has been, you know, I've had that group for a while. There's over 500 people in there, I believe, right now. And yes, anyone can come in. I give you a lot of free resources in there. I just did the free training just last, like a week or so ago. And I do free trainings in there a lot. That is a safe place. You can come in, you know, you can do things in there and you can learn a lot. And then if they want to work with me, I do have different ways. I have a program where you can come in. I have where we work together on Zoom like this, and I can teach you and show you ways to show up more confident and to build your brand. I have a program. I have a VIP day. So some people can fly in to where I'm at. I'm in Pennsylvania. I'm in Pittsburgh. Or we can do it on Zoom. There's two ways. I love the one-on-one where you actually, you know, come in and work with me together at the one-on-one, because that's, I think, where you have real true connection, where you can really bond and, you know, get in person. So I love that. I do actually have an event coming up in the fall where I'm going to invite people to come to a little retreat here. So if anyone's interested in coming and you know, in this area, or you want to come into a retreat, I'm going to be putting some information out of that out real soon. And yeah, so there's many different ways. I have a free guide. I love giving you free information inside of the challenge, inside of the group. You can get all that. But if you're willing, so just touching on a little bit about, you know, investing in yourself, if you're willing to go further and you're willing to invest in yourself, that's what it takes. That's what it takes, you know, to be able to put yourself out there. I talked earlier about the 1%. The 1% of people that are really making it in this industry and other industries is that they're willing, and they're willing to do these things, and they're not looking at it as a bad investment. They're looking at it as growth, as an you know, elevating, and they're looking at it as like, yeah, I'm happy to spend that money because I know that it's going to help me and it's going to get me forward. And you have to change your thought on the money patterns and the money issues that we have. Like, if you think something's expensive, that's because you're going to get a lot of value. You know, that person that's offering it to you has put their heart and soul and everything into it to give you that value. Their training, their desires, their knowledge, their skills, all of their years of working and building this, that they can help you, save you time and money. And it actually ends up saving you money, right? Because you invest so much into yourself, into your business. And like you said, Brad, you've invested in business programs and, you know, trainings and things. So you invest in yourself, you get that skill and that knowledge. In the long run, it's going to save you money, because if you don't do that, you're just going to be doing this, spinning that wheel over and over. That's not getting you anywhere. That's mm-hmm. not helping you. That's not moving you forward. So that's the people that stand out, and that's the people that show up for themselves. And sometimes that's a hard pill to swallow, because you're mm-hmm. like, I don't have that income right now, or I don't have that, you know, but you find a way. There's been so many times that I didn't have it either, mm-hmm. right? I started my business with $1,000. I had mm-hmm. $1,000 to start my business, you know, yep. and in 1994, I opened my first salon. I had mm-hmm. two salons. I ended up being in a downtown area in a historic building downtown Pittsburgh. So, yep. I know that feeling of like, I don't have it, but you find a way. Like, I've found ways to be able to do that. And then the income comes in as you're going through programs with me, with anyone else, because mm-hmm. you start to evolve and you start to learn ways to help yourself.
Exactly. And for me, I always look at the outcome more so than yes. what it costs, because right. what are you kind of willing to sacrifice in order to, like yes. for me, I know when I first started out and first starting, you know, on my own first years of doing hair, things like that, I did a lot of macaroni and cheese. I did a lot of, you know right. what I mean? And things were tight. But the yes. thing is, but I knew that where I was investing would pay off, yes. you know, and people don't see that. They want to spend now, have instant gratification. You really have to be consistent. And that's what I'm saying with joining Jackie's group, which I hope everyone who's listening does, you'll start to build that consistency. When the challenges come up, make sure that you take them. So with consistency, just get my mind wrapped around that sort of thing. So to be consistent, like, are there any specific practices or rituals that people can incorporate in their routines to help them maintain a consistent level of yes. camera confidence?
Yes. So I would say, let's see. So I would say, get yourself a plan and work on one thing at a time and keep it simple. Don't overwhelm mm. yourself, because when we overwhelm ourselves, we stop. So I would say each day have a specific goal that you want to work towards. And complete that goal for the day. You know, don't put a list up of like 20 things and say, I'm going to do this, 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 and this, because you're not going to probably get to all of those. But if you have one that you specifically work on, whether that is taking a selfie or doing your 20-second commercial, you know, doing that, practicing on Zoom. So practice one of those things each day, you know, mm-hmm. for a week, and do it consistently for 1 week. Then I would say you are ready to maybe put it out there the second week. Like, if okay. you try, if you show up for yourself one time a day for each one of them, take a selfie, mm-hmm. you know, you don't have to put it out on social media yet. Just mm-hmm. take it, hold on to it, and then do the video and go in and Zoom and practice and do all those things for 1 week. And then the next week, go ahead and put something out. If you mm-hmm. feel comfortable with the selfie, go ahead and put that out. And do it over and over and over for like a good month, mm-hmm. you know, to be able to start to create some kind of pattern, some kind of habit for that. Maybe Monday would be your selfie. Wednesday would be, you know, your live video. And then you could do a recording if you're not great with live yet. So live would maybe come at the end, you know, do mm-hmm. your selfie, do a recording and download that and then upload it onto your page, or go live. And live mm-hmm. is a whole different ballgame, right?
Oh, so, yes.
But the consistency of doing it and putting yourself mm-hmm. out there and trial and error is going to move you forward.
Exactly. So going forward, how do you envision the future of camera confidence? Like, are there any emerging trends or technologies that could impact how we approach this aspect of communication?
Yeah. Okay. So trends, right? Trends come and go, right? Mm-hmm. They come and go. A trend comes in, same with hair and makeup and style. There's trends for the season, right? Maybe the trends that are coming up for the fall. What are they? The winter trends. I like to look at it as, you don't have it as a trend for you mm-hmm. for this. Have yourself be more of a you know, you're more respected in your own zone, who you are, you believe who mm-hmm. you are. You're not a trend. You're not going to come and go. You're here. You're mm-hmm. here for the long haul. But you may do little things that come along, but what people want is true connection. So in order to have that connection, they want to see you, they want to know you, and they want to trust you. I think the younger generation kind of gets this a little bit more. Most of them, they go on and do selfies, and you know, they'll do a little bit more of that social media, more so than maybe women my age. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had a lot of women my age in our industry that feel like disconnected with this because we just didn't really grow up with this, you know. Yep. We weren't really having to do this. So I would say that, you know, follow the trends, do the trends, but don't stay there. You want to mm-hmm. be consistent on what you're sharing. You yes. want it to align with who you are and your values, your mission, your core values, your culture. You want it to be consistent from a year ago to now. Maybe mm-hmm. you're teaching new things because new things are coming up and you always got to teach something different. But you're staying true to who you are with your authenticity, right? And you're not just turning and flipping the dime on the trends that are happening. So you're staying more mm-hmm. true to you, and people will be there with you along the long haul of mm-hmm. it because they see that you're consistent. You're not all over the place. Like one day you're talking about this and the next day you're talking about that, right? It's not this or that. It can be both, but it has to be aligned with who you are and what mm-hmm. it is that you're sharing.
Exactly. We covered so much today. I'm surprised how fast the time is going, but you're such a yeah. wealth of information. So finally, what's one piece of information you'd like to leave our listeners when it comes to building confidence on camera?
Yeah. When it comes to building confidence on camera, I want you to just take a minute, and I want you to think about, what are you missing out from not showing up for yourself? What is your audience missing out on if you're not there for them? What are your future clients, your clients you have now, losing if you're not there for them and you're not being present for them? What happens? A lot of times, you know, they're gonna stop really thinking about you or knowing about you. They're gonna look at other things. They're gonna see other opportunities that are over here, right? When you want them to stay connected to you, because what do they want? They want true connection. Mm-hmm. They want to know who you are. They want to get to know you, understand you, and they want to align with you so that you can help them. They want to look and feel good too. That's why they're coming to you, yeah. right?
Exactly.
They want to look exactly. and feel good. They're coming to you because they want to walk out of that salon feeling amazing, looking amazing, being true to who they are. So you have to go first. If you go first, they will respond. So they need mm-hmm. to see you. They need to know you. So you go first. You go first and show up as her or him who you want to already be in that way. And you're mm-hmm. going to see such a dramatic change in your business, in your personal life, in your confidence. You're going to grow to new heights and you're going to be able to reach those six figures and beyond that you want to do.
Wonderful. And I know everybody loves hearing the words six figures, you know, because they make yep. that. But kind of switching a little bit, let's talk about something exciting you did. You're like, oh no, what's he found out? Did he go deep? So you wrote a book called Sheer Dreams that's on Amazon. Yeah. Can you tell me about that?
Yes. I wrote Sheer Dreams back in 2012. So just the back a little bit. When I was 16, I used to take notes, right? I knew I wanted a salon back then. I knew I was going to be a salon owner. I wrote Jacqueline's House of Beauty on a note page in a notebook. Mm-hmm. And I wrote Jacqueline's House of Beauty. I drew a house and I just had like all these things that I wanted in my salon. So as years went on, like I kept that notebook. Well, I found it one day, probably in like 2009, maybe I found mm-hmm. it. And I was like, oh my gosh, look at what I've done. You know, mm-hmm. I really wrote this, envisioned that. And I put myself there before mm-hmm. I was there. I've been doing that all my career. So the book came to life from that. So my notes turned into a book, and I wrote Share Dreams, Share, the cutting shares, right? Yep. It's spelled like that. The cover is related to my family. There's purple, you know, the colors on there all represent like my family and my son, my husband, all of our favorite colors, my daughter's favorite color. And that book to me was just such an amazing time in my life. It took me about 2 years, 2.5, maybe 3 to put it together and write it. I just was taking my time, but it's the journey and life of a hairstylist. And we all can relate to it because there's just so many ups and downs in there about different things that happen in a salon, different things that we go through. So it's kind of like a workbook book that, you know, any stylist or salon owner wants to have it for training for their salon. It shows a lot about different things that we go through. It shows a lot on how to set up a salon, you know, state board regulations, things like that, all of that that we need to do. It shows inspiration on how to move forward. I talk about different events that you can do in your salon, just things that I did. It's just the journey. And I think it's a journey that we're all on together, right? So it lights me up. I'm so proud of it. It's back in 2012 and you can find it on Amazon. It's very reasonable. You can find it on Amazon. It's a nice reference to have. So I would say, yeah, get on Amazon and go get it.
Yeah, and we can link it. We can put a link in the, or I can put a link in there so people can kind of see when you're seeing this post, when it comes out, and obviously online, all the information will be there. So if people want to find you on social, where should they go?
Yeah. So my website is jacquelineshouseofbeauty.com. I never let go of my name, right? I've had that all my career. I just transitioned my services, and they can find me there, or you can go on social media, Jackie Capitola, or Jacqueline's House of Beauty. You can find the salon page there, or Jackie Capitola is my personal page. And then Jacqueline's Inside Out is the group.
Oh, perfect. Yeah,
and that's great. And I'm on Instagram as well, Pinterest, and, you know.
You're everywhere.
I am.
Which is great. Yeah, and obviously, too, we could keep chatting, but as we're wrapping up, but do you find that people should focus on one platform, or they should be on all platforms?
No, I think that you should definitely focus on one platform. And I do focus a lot more on Facebook and Instagram. Like those are my top two. You can like share things on from like share things from one to the other. So I will share something that I do. I will share it on LinkedIn and I will share it on Pinterest, you know, but my two main are definitely my first one is Facebook, which is my favorite one because I have my group and I can kind of get in there and do that. And then of course, Instagram, where you can do stories and reels. So I love to do the stories and the reels as well, you know, to shift people into my programs.
Exactly. And that's amazing to, you know, as I say, like people know, because a lot of people starting don't know, or they think I need to be everywhere. And you know, with social, it's so much work,
right?
You know what I mean? But now, as I say, but something recorded, you can have it recorded, or you can also probably record a couple in advance and then kind of let the content kind of drip out and stuff like that as well. There's that like, I've learned so much here today, because even though I've been doing now this for a while, and there's always stuff I can still learn. Right.
I do that inside of the package. I help you to be able to show you how to take your content and use it in different areas of these platforms easily, where it's not hard. So that is part of the program too.
Woo, that's exciting.
Positioning you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the thing, because to be positioned, to be the go-to, to be the only logical choice, to be, you know, the one that when they think of something, like obviously, you know, when you think confidence on camera, people are going to think, you know what I mean? Jackie Capitola, you know what I mean? Yep. They're not going to think anybody else. Because you're the expert in that niche. And that's kind of what you want to kind of create as well. But as we wrap up, this question's a little bit different than the previous one. But what's a nugget of gold, not necessarily related to confidence on camera, but just maybe from your personal life, from being a salon owner, from being an author, from being a mother, from being, you know, whatever it might be. What's a nugget of gold you would like to leave our audience?
Oh, okay. Good question. Let's see. So I would say, to take chances. I would say to take chances. I have been taking chances my whole career, right? I took a chance on my first business. I didn't have a lot. My husband and I were just married. You know, we were not just married. We just had two children. My daughter was 7. My son was 4 when I opened my salon. And, you know, I took a chance. I didn't have a lot of money. I took a chance because I knew in my heart, and I wrote it back when I was 16, that I was going to have this salon. So the opportunity arose. Take opportunities. Take a chance on yourself. Go all in on yourself, because that's where it is. That's where it is. There's no way that you can actually get to new heights or new levels if you don't take opportunities in front of you. I'm always taking opportunities and putting myself out there. I met you, Brad. You know, you have to be forward thinking. You have to be forward thinking. Take the opportunities, take the things that come by to you. Don't look at it as like, oh, that I shouldn't do that. No, you should do that, because that's where you're going to move forward. I got involved in networking groups. I got involved in Pittsburgh Fashion Week. I was created styles for Pittsburgh Fashion Week. Like, I stepped into that, took those opportunities. You know, that's just one of many. But I would say do that. Take the opportunities and don't hold yourself back, and really put yourself out there to move, just move and do it. Make quick decisions and go.
Yeah, exactly. And now the big thing is, like, as I say, being out there and being on camera, one big thing too is start collabing with people. Like, as I say, and that's what we're doing now. We're collabing and we're going to collab, and we're going to do some more collabing, but those will be announced later on. And Jackie spilled some tea about her stuff coming up. So, you know, you're getting it all here first and that sort of thing. I'm so appreciative for you being on, for you saying yes to yourself and to me, and for coming on, and yes to our audience that could hear your valuable insight, learn from your experience, because I think that's one big thing that people are afraid of, being on camera or just in life. As I say, if that allows you to step up in other areas, it's so worth it just to take it for that. Even if you don't want to be a podcast host, you don't want to be a television host. I mean, I was a television host for 3 years, but, you know, but I went from somebody who hated public speaking. And you just say yes. You just jump in. You either sink or swim, or you figure it out.
Right.
Or you find a mentor.
You figure it out as you go. You go first, and then things will happen for you. You know what I mean? You put yourself out there and see what comes of it. See what happens. And that's the magic. That's the magic in it all. Because if you don't take those opportunities, then you don't know what you missed. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you missed. And I can't stress that enough. Like, take the opportunity, say yes to it, put yourself out there and really go full force. If you want to share your message and you want to help people, this is what you have to do. This is what you have to do. And Brad, you're just amazing. I love listening to all your podcasts. I've been following along, listening to everything. You are such a light, bright light for our industry. What you do with your, you know, with your events that you're doing out on the sea is just incredible. Yep. You know, everything that you're working towards. And I just love our connection and our collaboration and how we can help each other. It's never a competition. Mm-hmm. It's always about helping one another.
Well, and that's, I think, and obviously that's what we're meant to do. We're meant to share our light. We're meant to, you know, we're not meant to, as they say, have it covered under a bushel.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of people will try to dampen your light, and that's going to happen. Yes. Anytime you're out there, this is just how it happens. Right. Some people, you know, but you keep shining anyway. That's
you do. Really awesome. You do. People are going to do that. You're going to lose people, you know, that might have been in your life for a long time and don't understand what you're trying to do, but you have a purpose. We're all here for a mission. We're all here to do good in this world. And you know, once you see that and you understand that, then you know that you can share that. And that's what's important. That's what's important. And some people are going to understand that and some people are not, but you have to stay in your lane and focus on what you're doing. And that all comes from confidence, and that all comes from building up your strength within.
Exactly. We've been chatting for so long. I may have to have you back. for a part two, because there's so much we're able to share. I want to say thank you, Jackie, for joining us on the Hairstylist Empowerment Podcast. But I also want to thank everybody who was watching today. So thank you for watching. If you have any questions on today's episode or would like to be a guest or a guest, or you have a show idea, you know, I mean, because sometimes you say, hey, you would be great with this guest, or I would love to see you and Jackie do this or something like that. You can email me at hairstylistempowermentpodcast@outlook.com. So, and you can also follow me on Hairstylist Empowerment Podcast on Facebook. There you can see a lot of our podcasts are right there in audio and video formats. You can also follow me on IG at Brad Celebrity Hairstylist. And speaking of the cruises, like Jackie said, today's episode's been brought to you by Beauty Industry Cruises, powerful education and beautiful destinations. Stay tuned as we have more events announced. And speaking of announced events, I'll just grab them here. We have one coming up. It's a hairstylist Halloween hangout happening October 27th to November 1st, 2023. I'm leaving from Miami. So in 2024, you can join Beauty Industry Cruises for the vacation of a lifetime in Greece. I know, Greece, people are like, I want to, you know, Santorini. It's amazing. It's 7 nights, 8 days. It's going to be incredible. That's from June 9th, and it leaves from Athens. So you go to Greece, different places in Greece. We're going to go to Turkey. We have an overnight as well in Greece, which is amazing. So you don't have to worry about rushing back, but make sure you get back to the ship on time because the ship will leave without you. And I have a new surprise itinerary that's just been added for 2024. So just kind of follow on www.beautyindustrycruises.com. Then you can see what's happening, what's going on. You can also join the group as well. And then you can kind of be there. As I say, and there's value in being in a group. I think there's a sense of family. There's a sense of connection. There's a sense of being supported, you know, things like that. So you can go to the website, www.beautyindustrycruises.com. You can check out the cabin pricings, grab your ticket, check out more, again, www.beautyindustrycruises.com. All cabin bookings are booked through me, you know, and basically always empower others with your spoken word. And I'll see everybody, you know, next time. There we go.